Welcome to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
Almost all of us will present, and at the end of our presentation, we will not be able to know if we really engage our audience or we will basically divert our audience away. Many of us will say, yeah, I did my best. I had lots of content. I taught all my knowledge, but the audience did not really engage with me, and the audience did not get me, did not join my program, or did not join my mailing list, or they did not take actions. I didn't get called back after the presentation. So the question is, what's wrong with the presentation? Because if anybody and everybody stand over there and present, you must have at least one in the audience call you back or come back and ask you questions. So the question is, why the audience are not here for you? So my question to you is, what did you do in your presentation? Audience will engage with a good content. Audience will engage with a good sequence. Audience will engage with a speaker who will be dynamic enough and provide the right material in the right way so you can be able to talk to them. So what is the top challenges for your presentations? Why your presentation did not work? My name is Wael Badawi. I've been a professor and instructor and marketer and sales from the stage specialist, and I'm here to share with you the secrets I have on how to engage my audience so I can achieve results by the end of my presentation. I have been around for since 1992, and during the years I was able to collect and figure out a few tips and a few things which will work for me and work for anybody. And from my education, my practice, my experience, I developed a system which is, I cannot tell you it will guarantee 90% engagement, which is, I can, as a matter of fact, because whenever I apply my sequences and my systems and my in my classes and my audience, usually if it's not 100% engaging, it's about 90% engaging. But I would guarantee if you start applying this tool, you will immediately have results and you'll immediately have engagement, and more audience will come to join your program or ask you follow-up question where you can sell or do or help them with your program. If I want to ask you, what is the top challenges for you to provide an engaging sequence? I would tell you that your fear and your ego, your confidence and your trust that what you know is better, which is not necessarily true, will be the main number three challenge you have, because many of us will have an ego. Many of us will say, yo, I want to do a content. I want to do a demo. I want to do. But you never ask yourself, what about the other side? I did have one of my clients. He's a healer, and he was always feeling good about his methods and his sequence. He was feeling good about his methodology. He was feeling good about what he can do for his clients. So he will always stand and talk about what he exactly is doing. He went around for about 2 years, and or a year and a half to 2 years, and he usually have between 2 to 4 clients a month. I met him and I present to him what I can do for him, and he said, like, this is my last resources, let me give it a try.
You are now listening to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
When I modify, and I suggest some modification to what he's doing. For example, he does not talk at all about his own program and his own techniques. He will convert more clients from his audience, and he was very resistive. He did not like it. It took him 5 weeks to be convinced to try, and in the first 2 weeks after that, he was able to conclude between 7 to 9 clients on his working days, which means he had roughly more than 20 plus more new clients a week. So as a part-time healer who's looking at these numbers, he made a decision to move out from his full-time job and just focus on healing. So if you put your ego and your confidence and your feeling that what you know is good, and you try to apply some other tools when you're stuck, this may be the way. Today in particular, I was in a presentation, and the presenter wanted to do a live demo, and she was so concerned about so many things which can go wrong. So I stepped in and I asked, why do you want to do a demo? What is the reason for you to do for me a demo? You know that you don't do a demo because, or you must not, like my advice is, you must not do a demo. It's not because everything will go wrong. It's simply if you have 90 minutes to 20 minutes to 90 minutes presentation, how many of us will really learn something from seeing a flashy screens? Even when we have 3 hours working groups, 4 hours working groups, and each one has his own computer with his own interface, and he's trying to fix a problem, not everybody in the room will follow and understand what the reason for us having a demo or having a live hands-on session. So if you want to do a demo on your presentation, you have to be careful, because there is no need for a demo. I went into so many of these financial advisor presentations and investors, and they start to show all of these tables having stock numbers and how the stocks are changing and what the high performance companies and what their strategies. I stop there and ask one simple question: what is in it for me? Why you show me these tables? As a matter of fact, if I am hiring you as a financial advisor or investors on my behalf, I am hiring you so you can take care of these details and these tables so I don't have to see them. So if you come and say, I will use your money and these are the tables you have to see, you are basically defeating the point. So I went in and I want to say, you need to value what you give your audience. Every single second in your audience, it must have an evolving procedures toward your journey or your program. You never go and just do the stuff because you feel it's cool. Coming back to the demo, I asked some of the partner of this particular individual, which is for just the sake of not upset anybody. I didn't want to say who she, but or who is he, but I spoke to 2 or 3 of her partners and or her colleagues in her business, and each one was surprised. Why we cannot give a demo? People will learn from the demo. I say, wait a minute. People will never learn from a demo. A demo has no place in an introduction presentation or an educational presentation. A demo is a filler that you want to tell everybody that I am not here to give you more value. The value is done. Now you have to see how it works. If you are telling me what's the value and what I use your business, what I use your system, why do I need to hire you? You wouldn't show me how to do it. As a matter of fact, when we talk about presentations, we always say you have to answer the 5 W's. And these W's, they are selected not because my first name is YL. These W's are selected because this is how people run the business. You explain the 5 W's, you never show the how. A demo is showing the how. If you show a demo, it means you show me the how, which is supposed to be a keep secret. Now, if I move away from this point and say, okay, so what about if the demo will fail for any reason? Internet blockage, server down, something wrong, I don't know. any of these reasons will make you look like a fool. If you come and show me a demo which is connecting on different servers and you say, I will show you now the demo, and the demo does not work,
you are now listening to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
It means you are not good. That's it. So when you try to show demos, you have to be careful. Demos has no place in any presentation. Demo has a place only in working sessions, and you have to figure out how you can do it. So the second thing I learn also is, or the second challenge I have in my in this particular presentation I can share with you, is you don't take time. You don't take advantage, you don't take time, you don't move. You are slowing mover. If somebody will come and say, I am showing you a sequence that or a methodology to present to engage your audience and make you rock like a star, usually we avoid these particular individuals. When you avoid these individuals and you take time to fix your presentation and the first sex presentation you have, you're basically spreading the method out and the word out that you are not good. You are indeed harming yourself and your business instead of moving into an area where you are trying to rock as a star. If you are harming your business, you don't blame others than yourself. If you give two or three or four different presentations and all of them are not performing, are not good, what people will know about you? That you are not a performer. So what will happen in your next announcement for a presentation? Will you have individuals coming in? If you don't engage the audience will not come back. And this is what you don't understand. You need to make sure that you don't consume your new presence here to reduce and damage your business. If I say the second challenge for presenters to fail in their presentation is they don't take time, they don't take actions, they don't take actions on a time manner, I can tell you one thing. If you don't take an action to fix your presentation as soon as you have been told, you don't care. If you don't take actions now, what will happen? You don't care about your business. Your business will not perform. You have to give it a chance. You have to listen to others. Otherwise, it will not work. So the last challenge for presenter is the presenter themselves. Presenters themselves are bounded by their ego. The other day, there was a marketing company, which is amazingly interesting, because when you see a marketing company is trying to sell their own product, and they try to teach me how to market, and the main presenter there for more than 1 hour reading a script from his iPhone, I'm glad that you have an iPhone. This is what I can tell you. I love the fact that you have an iPhone, and my question to you is why you don't have an iPhone 7? Why do you have an iPhone less than iPhone 7 if you are the top-notch guy in the market?
You are now listening to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
I never seen a presenter who just sit there and read a script. And if the script will come because they say, oh yeah, I don't want to miss anything from the learning, who cares about the learning? It's all about engagement. If you don't know how to market, if you don't understand how you communicate and how you market in a presentation, how it comes you market your business as a marketing company? You have to be careful. You have to take care of the audience. You have to tell the audience what they need to know. They have to engage with you. Everything is on engagement. There is nothing on education, nothing on sales. If you don't engage me, you cannot educate me. It's so simple. If you don't understand these concepts, you should not be on the stage. So when you come and say, no, I want to use this because I forgot. Forget what? People just wants to use notes and noteboards because they forgot. They forgot what? If you cannot memorize your presentation, it's not inside you. If you cannot talk about your presentation without having notes, it means you are not expert. Why will I listen to you while you have a script? Oh, please, print the script and I can read it. I know how to read English. Oh, you know what? If I don't know how to read English, I will find somebody who can read it for me. Engaging is not about script. Engaging is not about presence. Engaging is not about what you can do and what you can say. Engaging, it's a heart connection between you and the audience. If you want to learn how to do the heart connection, let me know. I can show you. We have not been born with engagement skills. We were not born with engaging sequences. We learn these tools. These tools and skills are learnable. The idea of having somebody with a charisma to engage, I'm sorry, there is no such a thing. This charisma is a resultant of lots of training and lots of process, which can happen at any time of your age and your career, to make you the focus point, the focal point, to make you engage with others. So if you listen to this particular podcast, I would urge you, connect with me. I will show you. I will show you the minimum stuff you have to do. You have to stop to move away. We are the first enemy is in for you as presenter. You are the one who's worrying about it too much. Let it go. Let the presentation go from your body. Let it go away. Give it to us. Don't hold it back. Don't try to articulate it right. I have been asked so many questions. How do I engage when I have an accent? I did this exercise one time when I was standing there in the front of a new audience for me, and I said, do you really notice you have an accent? They said, no, we enjoy what you are saying. So accent is not barrier. Your knowledge is not barrier. Your communication is not barrier. Your what you say is not a barrier. Your visuals are not a barrier. The barrier is you. You are the one who elect to do interesting, unacceptable tasks and statements from the stage, which shut us down. I want to share with you this story because it was very interesting. There was this entrepreneur. She sold like her business for multi-million dollars, and she was coming and talk about how great she was doing and her journey. Away from her journey is wrong, because you don't stand there and tell entrepreneurs that it's tough, it's difficult, you shouldn't do it, I would not do it if I have a choice, because these are the wrong messages out there. Entrepreneurship is fun. Entrepreneurship is something you have to love doing it. You have to live in it. If you don't live in it, you don't do it. That's it. But away from this point, this particular individual stand up and just gave us like 40 minutes or 30 minutes of stuff. I will call it the stuff, because there was no structure whatsoever. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure why she is on the stage. If you make multi-million dollar and you stand on the stage, you have to train yourself how to stand and what sequence to sell. You don't stand on the stage because you are a successful whatever. It doesn't make sense. There are so many speakers out there are not so much entrepreneur, but they engage. And there are so many people who made so much money, and they don't stand on the stage because they don't know the art and the science of it. So she standing right there. Everything was done was wrong. The microphones was not right. The voice was not right. The monotone she has was just so annoying. All the stories she has was just so much details, very long, not engaging. I said, what is that? But before I really was surprised, I have to listen to the following. She said, oh, okay, guys, wait a minute. I have to review my notes. And you know what? And just exactly something she said from the stage. I'm not good in preparing speeches. I put all my thoughts in a sticky, and I glued them to this particular page. And she showed us the page. So I'm not sure why you want to share with me that you are sloppy. If I am having, assume I engage with you, assume I have a respect for you, what is the value of you showing me that you are sloppy? A sloppy one who does not prepare well. Why do I need to see that? Why did you tell me? You do know as you that the only one who knows the contest and the only one who knows the content and the only one who knows what you are teaching is you, not me. So if you stand and talk and say something which was not complete, nobody cares, because we will not know till you make a full disclosure. And the minute you make a full disclosure, what could happen?
You are now listening to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
The minute you make a full disclosure, I will not be able to connect with you. Because I'm not here. I'm here to see role models. I'm here to see individuals who devoted enough time to prepare for themselves to come to present in front of me. If I devote enough time as an audience, as a speaker, as an audience or a guest to come to park my car and pay my car, which is not free. I pay my car parking fees. And then I come and I go to your own presentation and I climb the stairs and I take the elevator and I have to sit there and wait for you. For you come to say I'm not ready by showing me the sticky pads? I don't know. You miss it, guys, out there. You miss it. If you don't understand the art of engaging, connect with me. I'm offering it to you for no cost. Let me know you want to invite me for a coffee. I will sit with you for half an hour to 1 hour and I will show you the easy steps, a sequence which can get you engaged with your audience if you have three or more in a room. As a matter of fact, if you have even one in a room. If you understand this psychology, this logics, why people come to listen to you, not even buy. Buy is a different story. Buy is a different structure. Buy is a different sequence. If you want to understand why do we sit and listen to you, you shouldn't talk. Save your business. Leave your business alone. Leave your business where is neutral right now. Don't damage it. Don't come and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to speak, while you don't know how to talk. And one more thing I want to do before I close this particular podcast. Many of us will go and collect our friends. You know, if I am broke, who are my friends? Individuals who are broke like me. If I am rich, who are my friends? People who are rich like me. So when you collect everybody in your organization and you say, yeah, we are a startup company and we want to present and we are doing this presentation, let me rehearse on your presentation. You are presenting in front of the wrong audience. Because your partners in the company, your people work for you in the company, your friends are not your audience, are not your buyers. Moreover, each one of them, he never present before. Because if one of them has a better presentation skills than you, most likely, as an entrepreneur, you will delegate it to them. You say, okay, you know, you guys, you have a good skills and you understand the audience, so why you don't present on my behalf? So the fact is none of them is presenting and you are the only one and you bring the guys who don't present, don't understand selling from the stage or selling from a platform or presenting from a platform, give you feedback to fix your presentation. I can tell you one thing. This is, we call it a blind leading the blind. Blind individuals don't understand the business, don't understand how to talk, don't understand how to speak, and what they do. They try, and I have to use the word try here. They try their best to get you behind because they don't understand. When someone bring his family and say, I'm giving him this presentation tomorrow, let me show you what I will present. His family will cheer out for him. Will say, you know what, dad, you are the good dad. You know, my husband, you know, his wife will say, my husband, you look awesome. Because none of these individuals were actually presenting. These are your family. And even you come and say, I was giving this example today and somebody said, oh, but my family is a businessman, and entrepreneurs. I said, wait a minute. So if these are successful people, why you are not working with them? The story is not to present in front of somebody who will schmooze you and say you are great. The story is you present in front of somebody who understands how the message can get across. The story is to present in front of a coach who understands the presentation, how it works. If any coach will tell you, you start with your title and you start with your who you are and your mission and your values, fire this coach. I'm telling you, fire. If you want to achieve results, fire this coach. If any presenter coach will say, you put your presentation title followed by your name as in the very first slides, you must fire this coach. He's just not the way it works. Nobody cares about your name. Nobody cares about your value. Nobody cares about your mission. Nobody cares about your why. People cares only about this information at a certain point when they understand how strong you are and they see your market presence and they understand what value you can give it to me.
Thank you for listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
The very first tip I give to anybody in this business, if you have a coach or a trainer or a mentor, whoever will ask you to put your presentation with the title up front, with your name, and articulate your value and what you do for life, I would tell you, fire this coach. I want to share with you a story. I have business coaches like everybody. Everybody in his stage, he will have coaches. And you know what? If somebody will tell you, I don't have coaches, you don't really work with them, because if you don't have coach, means you don't develop yourself. You need some other set of eyes, of professional eyes, to evaluate what you do. If you don't have coaches, don't work with anybody that does not have coach. And if I'm not, if I don't feel comfort to share with you who are my coaches, there is a problem. Yes. Because, so if you work with somebody, so I have my two coaches, and as everybody, you know, like when the business will start to show good growing habit, you always try to bring your coaches to your life seminars and say, can you show me how I can do it better? So this particular coach took me to a specific point, and now I'm ready to go to the next level. So I sat there and I give my presentation. My two coaches came and said, on a different private discussion, it was great. I learned a lot, very engaging. I have two recommendations for you. I said, what? He said, you should start with your title, and you should start with your bio or your credential. I said, that's great, but why? They could not justify. And this was the exact moment I stopped interacting with these coaches, full stop. Why? Because when I tell you, I don't care about who you are till I know what value I will get from you. If you start with your title, with your name, nobody cares. Nobody cares about your value. I only care once I made a decision in my unconscious mind of working with you. So if you are the one, you are the one first enemy for your presentation. You are the one who's first. You are the one who's doing all of these mistakes. You are the one who will come and say, I am not ready. I need this charts. I need this pieces of paper. I need the teleprompter. What? If you cannot memorize your presentation, let me know. There are techniques, visualization techniques, that allows you to look in front of your client in their deep eyes and memorize what you want to talk about it. As a matter of fact, the advanced technique of this particular methodology is will get you to the level that you can remember word by word for 90 minutes without memorizing any single word. These techniques valid. It takes about 2 hours to learn this technique. It takes about maybe 2-3 hours to implement them to master 20-minute presentation. And if you want to be the masters of it, it may take few rehearsals. So within 3-4 days, you should be able to master your signature presentation. And you must have only one presentation. If you want to engage me with any of your material, if you want to get me to sign up or give you part of my business, you must have one presentation. And the only one. So I'm summarizing here what you have. What I have been talking about is, I will give you my view and my brief on the challenges which is stand between you and your audience. And the number 3 challenge is your ego and fear. Number 2 challenge is you don't take actions on time. And number 1 challenge is you. This is Wael Badawi. It's with Wael, the name of my program. As I said, click on the link below if you need to connect with me, so I can get you just free assessment tools to show you what you can do with your presentation. Or you can email me at info@wizyl.com or info@winyourbrand.com.
This is Wael Badawi from Win Your Brand. Nice to talk to you, and looking forward for your feedback. Thank you.